And now back to the news.
A popular beer festival, which is attracting crowds of revellers, is helping to showcase the Norwich pub scene, so punters can enjoy the finest ales all year round. The City of Ale Festival is the largest of its kind in the country. However, co-chairman Philip Cutter said that although it is an annual festival, it celebrates something that revellers in Norwich can get every day. Landlord of the Murderers, Mr. Cutter, said, "It's a great showcase of what we have to offer. All the things about beer and ale on offer at the festival we know about in Norwich, but in terms of the wider country, I think City of Ale shows what Norwich really has to offer." The largest ever City of Ale returned last Thursday with events, trails and talks taking place at 48 pubs around the fine city, with more than 100 events until June the 3rd.
A festival raising a glass to women in the brewing industry is returning to a Norwich pub next month. Fem.Ale Festival, thought to be the first event of its kind in the country, will once again take place at the Plasterers Arms in Cowgate from June the 1st to the 4th. This year marks the fifth anniversary of the festival, which over the last few years has grown to have events in Brighton, Nottingham and Sheffield, as well as Norwich. Fem.Ale director Erica Horton said, "Since we started running the festival, we've witnessed a positive sea change in the perception of women's roles in the beer industry and hearing what we have to say. This is made all the more powerful, especially at the moment when industries across the board are making a stand against sexism, racism, homophobia or discrimination of any kind. This has become the main talking point about how the brewing industry can stay relevant in British culture while celebrating everyone who drinks beer."
One man and his dog are to open a new bar in Norwich offering locally sourced drinks, an all-British wine list and the opportunity to buy an octopus in a jar. Antiques dealer and former Norwich University of the Arts student Greg Williams is converting a former food market on St Benedict Street into a bar-cum-antique shop with the help of faithful companion Dylan, a nine-month-old Irish wolfhound. Among the items Mr Williams has up for grabs is a preserved octopus in a jar, which will be on display and up for sale for a cool £80. Mr Williams has named the bar Arboretum. In a planning application to Norwich City Council, Mr Williams specifies the bar's proposed business hours, which would see it opening from 12 midday until 10 p.m. between Tuesday and Saturday.
Our second feature this week was written for the Evening News by Lynn Bensley. She looked at the mysterious woodcock. Her article is read for us by Sophie Yeomans.